guy.
我自己不是一个喜欢在 Zoom 上讲这种虚拟的讲道的人。
I love being in a crowd with folks so that I can see their faces and understand when I'm putting them to sleep.
我喜欢面对面的跟大家交流这样我能看见你们每个人表情，你们有没有在我的讲道当中睡着？
Our hope today is that we'll realize that the actual hope for the world is in this room.
我们今天希望今天结束的时候，我们每个人都能意识到，我们这个世界的盼望在这个房间里的每一个人身上。
After the attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941, a shipyard worker named Desmond Doss enlisted in the United States Army.
1941年的时候，有一个他之前是造船厂的工人，叫德斯蒙德多斯。他因为在珍珠港事件之后，他征召入伍，在美国的军队服役。
The only problem was he was a pacifist and refused to carry a rifle.
但唯一的问题呢，他是一个和平主义者，他拒绝杀任何一个人。
So he was despised by his fellow soldiers.
所以他被他的这些同僚们，这些一起当兵的人所耻笑。
But he was allowed to serve as a medic in the army.
但是结果呢，军队也很尊重他的个人意愿，所以让他在军队的这个医疗队当中服役。
And then one day he found himself in the Battle of Okinawa.
所以他有一天呢，他在这个发现自己正在冲绳岛，日本的冲绳岛之战。
And his unit was told to go up a 400-foot cliff and take it away from the Japanese.
他们的这个医疗小分队呢，要求要爬上这个400英尺高的非常一个险的这样一个钢锯岭。
And this is an actual picture. That's an actual picture of Desmond Doss on the cliff.
这个呢是一张实实在在的，就是当时的照片，就是这个德斯蒙德他当时在战争当中的这个照片。
Well, the next day, the Japanese had a counterattack and they took back the top of the cliff.
前一天呢，美军占领了这个400英尺高的这个钢锯岭，但是第二天日本人又将它夺回了。
And so now there were only wounded American soldiers, Japanese soldiers, and Desmond Doss at the top of this ridge.
所以，当第二天日本人夺回这个钢锯岭的时候呢，这个钢锯岭上只有日本人和受伤的美国兵，还有这个蒙德多斯。
Well, that night they went to the ridge and they said, "Look, something's coming down from the ridge."
然后那天晚上呢，有人就在这个非常危险的这个山脊下面看见说，看在夜色夜幕之下，有人正在从上面往下碎人。
And a wounded American soldier wrapped in a rope was being lowered from the top of that ridge all the way down.
所以那有一个美国兵呢，受伤的士兵正在被包裹好好的，然后从上面被碎下来。
So they took that wounded soldier to the hospital.
所以他们把这个碎下来的士兵呢，就送去了这个军队的医院。
Then someone said, "Look, there's another one."
然后又有人看见，又有一个人被碎下来。
And another soldier was being lowered all the way down from the top.
然后接着一个接着一个，
And then he said, "No, there's another one coming down."
然后有人看见又有一个人被碎下来。
That night, 75 wounded American soldiers were let down from the top of that cliff by Desmond Doss.
所以那一天晚上就一个晚上，这个德斯蒙德整整帮助就是降下碎下了，从这样一个非常陡的一个悬崖下面碎下了75个受伤的士兵。
He was awarded the Medal of Honor for his heroic work.
所以战后呢，他被授予了荣誉勋章。
But he was asked by the press, "What was going through your mind as you were at the top of this ridge?"
所以当时他接受记者采访的时候，记者问他，当时那天晚上你在这个山脊之上的时候，你脑子里在想些什么？
And he said this. He said, "I just kept praying, please God, help me to save one more."
他当时答道，他说："当晚我一直在祷告，神啊，求你帮助我再救一个人，再救一个人。"
And we love stories like that, where ordinary people do extraordinary things.
我们很喜欢这样英雄式的故事，我们总希望普通人也能够做一些好像非常英雄的事迹。
Well, as Christians, we are on a mission with God.
我们作为一个基督徒呢，其实都是在神的差遣当中。
And the mission starts with what is called the Missio Dei.
所以这个我们的基督徒的人生呢，其实就是在这个神的差遣宣教当中。
God is on a mission of redeeming and restoring His creation.
神他有一个终极的使命，就是要从撒旦的国度之下去救赎每一个人。
He wants to rescue people from the kingdom of darkness and bring them to the kingdom of light.
神的使命就是想要从这个黑暗的国度当中去救赎一个又一个的人到光明的国度。
And that's what we just celebrated with the communion.
这也是为什么刚刚来庆祝这个饼这个杯。
The cross was God's rescue of a lost mankind.
十字架呢，就是通过耶稣基督流出宝血，我们能够救赎失丧的人。
But Jesus has returned to heaven.
但是耶稣十字架之后复活，然后升天，回到了天堂。
And guess who he has given the responsibility of continuing his mission of rescuing mankind?
大家猜一猜耶稣的这个使命，要救人的使命留给了谁？
It is the people in this room.
就是在座的每一位。
We have been given the responsibility of continuing the mission that Jesus started.
我们每一个人都赋予了耶稣的像耶稣一样曾经履行过的使命，就是要救那些失丧的人。
We are to share with our family and our friends and our neighbors and even our enemies the gospel message.
这个使命说得更具体一点，就是我们跟我们的朋友、跟我们的家人、跟我们的同事，甚至跟我们的敌人，要去宣讲这个福音。
But the truth is that many of us are scared.
但是真相是我们很多时候常常非常害怕。
We're afraid to do this mission.
我们非常害怕去行使这项使命。
We don't know what to say, and we don't know what to do to fulfill the mission of God.
我们不知道当说什么，当做什么，才能够履行这样的使命。
Well, Paul wanted to prepare us for this mission, so he gave us some very practical commitments that we need to make to fulfill it.
当保罗在他的宣教过程当中，旅途当中，他就给了我们一些实际的一些教导。
The very first commitment we need to make is we need to pray.
第一个要求就是我们需要恒切的祷告。
We need to be devoting ourselves to prayer.
你们要恒切祷告。
And that's a very strong word. It means to be earnest. It means to be persistent. It means to work hard at prayer.
Devote 这个词呢，中文翻译成可能是献身、委身，这个词是非常。非常重的是需要我们花很多的努力非常勤勉的要去委身做的事情。
This is the way that the early church prayed.
所以这个呢其实是专门用于教会里的这样的祷告。
They prayed about everything.
他们为所有的事情来祷告。
Too many times, prayer is the last thing that we do.
很多时候呢可能在我们的生活当中生命当中祷告可能是最后一件会做的事情。
We try to solve all of our problems with our strength.
我们常常用使用自己的能力想要去解决问题。
And then finally we realize, Lord, you need to help us.
直到我们最后意识到说，主啊，你要来帮助我们。
Prayer is not preparing for the battle. Prayer is actually the battle.
祷告并不是为征战做一个预备，祷告本身就是一个征战。
Because when we work, we work.
当我们来做事的时候，我们就是在那做事。
But when we pray, God works.
当我们来祷告的时候，神开始动工。
Fairfield County Chinese Community Church.
南康州华人基督教会。
You need to pray.
你们需要祷告。
You need to pray together.
你们需要一起祷告。
You need to pray about everything.
你们需要为一切的事情来祷告。
Because without prayer,We will not accomplish the mission of God.
因为如果没有祷告，什么事情都做不成。
We also need to be watchful in prayer.
我们必须在祷告当中警醒感恩。
Which literally means be awake.
字面这个实质再来意思就是要警醒。
It's easy to pray and fall asleep.
我们很容易祷告着祷告着就睡着了。
I don't do my main praying in the evening.
我不会把我很重要的祷告事项放在傍晚。
Because if I'm doing my main praying before I'm going to bed, I sleep early.
如果在我上床睡觉之前，我来做一些非常重要的祷告的时候，我可能祷告一会儿就睡着了。
But we need to be awake about prayer. We can't be surprised by the things that are happening to us.
我们必须祷告的时候要警醒啊！我们真的是不应该为一些事情感到惊奇。
We need to realize that what we are involved with is not a game.
Sorry.
What we're involved with, heaven and hell, is not a game. It's very serious.
我们祷告这是一场征战，是实实在在灵界当中的一个征战，它不是一个游戏。
Every person that you meet has an eternal soul.
我们在座的每一位都有一个永生的灵魂。
And that person is going to either be with Christ in heaven or be separated from Christ in hell for eternity.
这个灵魂要么将来是和神在一起，要么会走向地狱与神分离。
So this is a very serious matter.
所以这是一个非常重要的问题。
And we are carrying a huge responsibility because we have the message they need to hear.
所以我们身上的责任担子非常重，我们需要真的是好好的传讲福音。
So stay awake.
所以时时警醒。
It goes on to say that we pray that God may open a door for our message.
求神给我们开传道的门。
Isn't it interesting that Paul didn't pray for prison doors to be open?
大家有没有觉得奇怪？他当时保罗没有说求神打开监狱的大门。
He was writing this letter from prison.
他写这封信的时候是在监狱当中。
But his main concern was that the gospel have an open door.
所以他所关切的点是说求神给我们开传道的门。
I suggest that we would also need to pray for opportunities to share the gospel.
所以我们也应该能够像这样的祷告，说我们能够有机会去向周边的人去传福音。
I have a prayer list of the people that I am regularly praying for God to open their minds to see the beauty of Jesus.
我有一个祷告的清单，我常常为一些固定的人常常的祷告，祷告求神有一天可以开启他们的心灵的眼睛能够看见耶稣的荣美。
And I pray for those folks every day.
我为这些人每一天都为他们祷告。
And I keep asking God, God, would you have mercy on these folks?
我求神说，主啊，求你怜悯他们。
Would you speak to them through your word?
能不能求你通过你的话语来对他们说话？
Would you speak to them through a dream or a vision?
求你通过对他们通过梦或者意象来对他们说话。
Or put another Christian in their pathway.
或者是在他们周边预备基督徒的弟兄姊妹。
But it's important that we pray for God to open the hearts and the minds of people.
重要的是我们求神能够柔软能够打开他们的心门。
And it goes on here to say, I pray that I may proclaim it clearly.
这里经文也讲到说求神能够按照我所该说的话将这个奥秘能够清楚地 说出来。
If I were to ask you in 3 minutes, could you give me the gospel message? Could you do that?
我想挑战大家一下，如果你们给你们3分钟，你们能不能将福音讲得清楚？
Because I really believe that people want to hear what the gospel message is all about.
因为我相信其实每个人都有这个需要听到福音的这个需求。
And the way that I do it is I say to someone this following line.
所以这个以下呢就是我常常怎么去给别人传福音的一个契机。
Could I explain to you the whole story of the Bible in 3 minutes?
我一般会跟别人说你可不可以给我3分钟，我想把圣经整本的从头到尾的故事讲给你听。
And people are really curious. They say, "Of course."
So, 一般人听说只要3分钟，他们都会说，当然，请讲吧。
That would save me a lot of time and wouldn't have to read it all.
他们认为只要3分钟，他们并不需要去读圣经就能够了解圣经，何乐而不为呢？
And so what I do is I say, I'm going to explain in 3 minutes with 8 words.
所以我一般会说，我会在三分钟当中通过八个英文的单词来告诉你整个福音的信息。
And I try to use words that they're going to be able to identify with.
我常常会用一些很简单的词，这些词呢，他们常常遇见，他们都能听得懂。
So here are the 8 words.
所以这个下面呢，就是八个英文的单词。
Creation.
创造。
Everybody say that. Creation.
大家一起来说一遍，创造。
This means that God started the whole planet. He started everything.
所以这个是说神啊，从无到有创造了这个世界。
There are only two choices. Either this universe has existed forever or it was created.
我们其实有个选择，是一个是说这个宇宙就一直存在着，要么就是相信这个宇宙是被创造出来的。
And the story of the Bible is that God created the heavens and the earth.
圣经说，这个世界是由神创造出来的。
And he made the planet perfect.
而且他创造这个世界，这个地球是完美的。
He said after every day, it's very good.
在神创造世界的这六天当中，他每天都说好，甚好。
So there was no COVID and there were no hurricanes. There were no bad things that were in the creation when God created the planet.
所以当时神创造世界的时候，没有飓风，没有这些自然灾害，一切都是很好的。
But the next word, fall, explains what happens.
然后第二个单词是堕落，所以这个就堕落就解释了为什么之后整个世界、大自然、人都有了一些问题。
Fall means that God has created us with the ability to choose.
堕落呢，是因为神给了人自由意志，而不是把人当做一个机器人。
We are not robots.
我们不是一个机器人。
We have a free will. Love demands a choice.
我们有这样的自由意志，我们可以选择去爱。
And this is where doubt entered into the story.
正是有了这样的自由意志，有了这样的选择，怀疑，疑惑，进入人间。
Because Adam and Eve doubted God's goodness, and they said, "We want to be God."
So, 当时亚当夏娃呢，他们质疑了神是不是全然的爱他们，是不是为他们预备了所有最好的。所以他们那个时候因为这样的质疑，他们想说他们想要成为神。
And when they did that, it introduced sin into the universe, and there was a separation that occurred.
所以因着这样的质疑，一人带了将罪带入世界，人和神从此分开。
Separation between God and us.
这样的分开是人跟神之间的分离。
Separation from me and you.
我和你，人跟人之间的分离。
And even a separation from my own soul, I don't understand the deeper currents in my life.
所以甚至是我们和我们自己的一个分离，我们很多时候不明白我们里面的情绪思想到底是什么。
But right at this moment at the fall, God promised he would send a hero.
但是即使在这个堕落，好像人看来没有希望的时候，神也应许了一个后裔。
And the hero in this story is the Messiah.
所以这个英雄呢，这个后裔就是弥赛亚。
And the Messiah was going to come to planet Earth to rescue us.
所以这个后裔呢，会来到人间，会救人。
And that's what Christmas is about.
所以这个就是圣诞节有关这个预言。
We celebrate that God became a man to rescue us.
所以圣诞节我们庆祝的就是耶稣降生因为耶稣要把人从人的罪当中救出来。
And God must love us very much to send his own son to this planet to rescue us.
神爱世人是何等的爱世人，甚至差遣了他的独生的爱子。
And the full rescue happened at Good Friday.
然后第四个词呢，就是耶稣受难日。
And it was at Good Friday where Jesus took on himself my sin that I deserved the death penalty for.
在耶稣受难日的时候，耶稣为了我上十字架，承担了我本该要承受的那个死的刑罚。
So Jesus died in my place.
所以耶稣为了我而上十字架。
And then he was buried in a tomb.
然后他被埋在坟墓当中。
And on Easter morning, he rose from the dead.
然后在星期天的复活节，耶稣又复活了。
Which proves that he's the Messiah.
所以这个复活更加证实了他就是弥赛亚。
Which proves that his words were true.
所以也证实了他之前生前所讲过的话都是真的。
Which proves that he has victory over death and we don't need to fear death anymore.
也证明了耶稣战胜了死亡以至于我们也不用害怕死亡。
And he was on the planet for 40 more days.
而且耶稣复活之后在世上待了40天。
And he was seen by over 500 people.
显给500多人看。
This resurrection was a real historical event.
这个复活，耶稣的复活是一个历史上前所未有的事情。
And then he went to heaven.
然后他升天了。
And he promised he was going to return to earth.
而且在他去天堂之前，他应许我们他会再来。
And I tell people now, you better be ready because his return could be very short.
我常常跟人们说，你要随时做好准备，因为耶稣再来的日子近了。
Now, that's my responsibility of clearly presenting the gospel.
所以这就是我的一个责任，要去向人们去讲这个，传讲这个福音。
You need to practice this at home so you could do it in 3 minutes.
所以你需要不停地操练这样整个福音的这样一个从开始到末了，以至于将来你遇到真的是想跟你身边的朋友去传讲福音的时候，你能够讲得出来。
Let's go to our second commitment.
我们来看看第二个命令。
To walk wisely.
我们要非常有智慧的来生活。
In verse 5.
在第五节。
Be wise in the way that you act towards outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity.
你们要爱惜光阴，用智慧与外人交往。
This commitment points to the fact that we need to walk exactly what we talk.
这句话的意思呢，是说，当我们不光光是嘴上说什么，我们必须还能够把它行出来，好像将这些话行走出来。
We need to behave the things that we believe.
我们必须把我们所相信的要能够通过行为能够活出来。
Because the truth is, most people are not going to open their Bible tomorrow.
因为事实的真相是，很多人他们明天不会打开圣经。
But when you walk wisely.They will see Christ in your life.
但是当你能够智慧的生活，将耶稣的生命活出来的时候，他能够看见你，如同看见了耶稣。
So, the world today looks at Christians, and they are actually looking for errors that we make.
世人很多时候不读圣经，他们常常读基督徒。
The culture right now is very critical of Christians.
而且这些人常常对基督徒看他们的眼光标准会更加的苛刻。
And their top objection, they say, you are a bunch of hypocrites.
所以世人常常说基督徒都是一群假冒伪善的人。
The church is filled with phonies and frauds.
所以他们常常说教会充满了骗子和那些假冒伪善的人。
And many of these people have actually been in churches and been hurt by churches.
很多这么说的人，他们是曾经来过教会，但是在教会当中被深深的伤害。
And we have supplied them with lots of stories of leaders in churches who have fallen.
我们给他们提供了很多教会当中领袖失败的这些故事，这些例子。
And we have supplied them with stories of churches that end up in major fights, and it actually goes on to the national news.
而且教会当中的纷争领袖当中的这些争吵常常都是新闻的头条。
What happens is that the people in the church forget who the enemy is.
所以因为教会当中弟兄姊妹常常忘记我们真正的敌人是谁。
The enemy is not the people in the church.
我们的敌人不是教会里的弟兄姐妹。
The enemy is the evil one who is deceiving our whole culture.
而我们真正的敌人是那说谎之父，他常常欺骗我们。
And Christians have divided over politics. Christians have divided over sports.
所以基督徒常常有这些好像在玩政治有各种各样的人的智慧做一些事情。
And this should not be.
其实他们不应该作为基督徒不应该这么做。
The church needs to be united.
所以基督徒本应该要合一。
Jesus said this.
耶稣说道,
the world will know that you are my disciples by what?
耶稣曾经说过什么? 就是人们会知道, 你是我的门徒,
your love for one another.
耶稣曾经说过, 是人因为你们之间的爱,
when we love each other well, the world says the Messiah must be in that building.
所以当我们能够彼此相爱的时候, 神就说耶稣在他们当中。
Barna has said, Barna is a research firm from California.
Barna集团它是一个来自加州的一个调研的一个机构。
And he interviewed the next generation and found that only 3% of the next generation has a favorable view of Christianity.
然后巴纳集团呢在这个下一代 年轻人当中做了一下调研, 结果发现呢, 在下一代当中, 大概只有3%的人 会选择, 会对基督, 基督教有好感。
We have a lot of work to do.
我们有需要做的很多。
My second son is a waiter. This is not a picture of him, by the way.
这是我的第二个儿子, 他是一个服务员。
I just thought that was a pretty cool outfit.
我就相信他很帅。
But my son waited, he had two jobs as waiters as he was going through college in his early career.
当他, 上大学, 然后去追求他的事业的时候, 他, 额外打两份工。
And my son is not a believer. He doesn't follow Christ.
我的儿子不是一个基督徒, 他没有跟随耶稣。
But I was talking with him and I said, well, tell me about, you know, being a waiter.
然后他, 他就跟他的儿子说, 告诉我, 你作为服务生的一些, 生活。
I said, what is the most difficult stretch of time or the difficult shift that waiters have to work on?
你作为一个服务生, 你最艰难的时刻, 或者说你, 最不想工作的那段时间段是什么呢?
And he said, Dad, right across the board, every restaurant knows the most difficult audience is a Sunday afternoon.
他说爸爸, 在所有的, 餐馆当中, 可能, 每一个服务生对他们来说, 最难的, 最不想去服务的时间段就是星期天。
He said the Christians come out of church, they come into the restaurant, they complain, they're rude, and they never tip well.
然后, 星期天的这个午餐呢, 为什么这么多人不想服侍, 是因为基督徒那个时候刚刚从教会, 想要回家, 然后他们来吃午饭。 在午饭当中, 他们抱怨, 他们非常的粗鲁, 然后他们而且给的小费很低。
So I'm going to give you a homework assignment.
所以, 最好就不要去星期天去吃饭了。
I want you to go to a restaurant some Sunday after this.
所以我希望你们, 在这个结束之后的时候, 尽量不要去餐馆吃。
Make sure you bow your head and pray for your food.
确定如果你去餐馆吃饭的话, 你, 能够低头, 能够做谢饭的祷告。
And leave a big tip.
然后给很多的小费。
So that they would know Christians are not cheap.
所以他们能够知道基督徒不是那么廉价。
So we need to dedicate ourselves to becoming the witnesses of Christ in a culture that doesn't like us.
所以基督徒要在这个, 不喜欢我们的文化当中为耶稣做见证。
Let's go to our third commitment.
我们来看看第三个, 命令。
And that is to communicate courteously.
所以第三个是要有礼貌的交流。
Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone.
你们的言语要常常带着和气, 好像用盐调和。
We need to use our words to communicate the gospel.
我们需要知道用什么样的话语能够来,
and do you notice the two descriptions of these words, grace and salty?
大家有没有看见这段经文当中有两个关键词, 和气和盐。
Grace words means words that are filled with mercy and forgiveness and love, and gentle words, cotton words.
和气呢, 这个里面是, 代表着意味着有, 感恩, 有这样的恩典, 有饶恕, 有爱在里面。
So it'd be good for each of us to consider the words that we speak.
所以我们常常在我们说话之前要想想我们会说出怎样的话。
And if you're even brave enough, ask someone in your house, what words do you hear coming from my mouth?
如果你能够非常勇敢的话，你可以问问你的家人，你平时你说的话是怎样的，怎么样的形容词能够形容你所说出的话。
Our words will either produce fear in people or reduce fear in people.
我们说出的话到底是去增长别人心里的恐惧，还是减少别人心里的恐惧？
Gracious words reduce fear.
恩典的话常常会减少人们心中的恐惧。
Also, our words need to be salty.
同样，我们的话好像是用盐调和过一样。
Salt was used to spread on meat to keep it from rotting.
盐呢，我们常常用盐撒在肉上面，然后让肉防腐。
And what this suggests is that the gospel, the words that we speak, will keep the culture from rotting.
所以我们常常去说的话，福音也好，常常都是希望，让人们远离这样的一个，腐败。
Which means we can't be distinct from the culture. We have to be there with the rot.
所以呢，作为基督徒呢，我们不能够离开社会，好像过一个独居的生活。我们需要进入社会，与人交往。
And this is where you really need to be careful.
所以啊，在与人交往的时候，特别要小心谨慎。
Because we don't want to be judgmental.
因为我们不想是论断的。
But we do want to be helpful.
我们希望是对别人有帮助的。
And so those words that we speak have to be words that are filled with love.
所以希望我们说对别人说的话常常是带着爱心的，常常是能够建造别人的。
Salt also makes things taste better.
所以盐也同样是一个调味剂，能够让人的这个吃饭吃得更开心。
I once made a batch of mashed potatoes and I forgot to put the salt in.
你们有没有做一些土豆泥，结果忘了放盐呢？
They were not good.
如果你忘了放盐的话，那这个土豆泥一定不怎么样。
Salt makes mashed potatoes taste really good.
一点点盐呢，然后让土豆泥变得非常的美味。
And so our lives and our conversation, we need to bring the flavor and the color and the beauty out in everything that we're participating in.
所以我们每一句话，每一次对话，希望我们的话语都是带给别人喜乐，带给别人爱，带给别人能够有所建树。
And we also need to know how to answer everyone.
我们也需要知道如何去回答个人。
So you need to be a student of the culture that's around us.
所以我们需要成为下一代人的这些年轻人的他们的学生。
Let me tell you what won't work.
让我告诉你怎么样能够行得通呢？
Getting your finger out and saying, "You're going to hell!" Sorry, you don't have to do that.
你要伸出手指对你的朋友说，你正在走向地狱。
That will not work.
这样的话肯定是行不通的。
What will work is this: you serve people.
什么样才能行得通呢？就是必须我们要真的是献上我们的双手，我们要来服侍人。
And if you say to them, "How can I be your friend?"
如果你对他们对别人说，我怎么样能够做你的朋友？
How can I love you better?
我怎么样能够更加的爱你？
When we communicate that courtesy and that love, it wins their hearts.
所以如果我们这样有礼貌的与别人交流，我们这样蛮有爱心的跟别人交流，一定可以得到别人的心。
Augustine. Okay. You'll need to flip it.
下一张。
Augustine was the great Christian thinker, probably outside of the Apostle Paul, the greatest Christian thinker, 2,000 years.
奥古斯丁大概是保罗之后最伟大的一个基督徒之一。
His goal was to move to the big city, find success, and become an incredible philosopher.
奥古斯丁当时他年轻时候的梦想，他就是搬到大城市，然后做一个哲学家。然后能够做过一个成功的人生。
He also wanted to indulge in as much pleasure and sexuality as he could.
而且他的性方面的生活也很混乱，有很多的女朋友。
And he reached all those goals.
其实呢，他达到了他所有的目标。
He was famous, he was wealthy, he had girlfriends, and he was successful.
然后呢他就是他很成功很富有然后有很多女朋友所以几乎他想享乐的所有的事情 他都有了
But even though Augustine had achieved everything that he wanted in life, his heart was empty.
即使他拥有了这一切他所想要有的他的心里仍然很空虚
And he began to search for the truth.
然后呢他就开始寻找真相寻找真理
And he heard about a monk called Anthony.
然后他听说了一个僧侣叫安东尼
who moved to the desert and would teach people the word of God.
安东尼呢他搬去了沙漠向人传讲福音
And he gave up all of the comforts of his modern life so that he could minister the word of God.
所以安东尼放弃了那个时候比较相当已经现代化的一个舒适安逸的生活却是搬到沙漠去与人传讲福音
And he was so impressed with the lifestyle that Anthony chose.
所以奥古斯丁被安东尼这样的一个生活的方式所震撼
He also wanted to learn how to communicate better, so he went to hear the preaching of Ambrose.
所以呢他一方面很羡慕安东尼的这样的一个生活方式这样的一个目标同时呢他也去想要学习如何与人有礼貌的交流所以他去听了安布罗斯主教的一个讲道一些讲道
And every sermon that he heard from Ambrose talked about the beauty and the grace of Jesus
所以在每一场安布罗斯主教他的讲道当中他都能听见耶稣的荣美
And one day the power of the Holy Spirit came upon him and he was reading the word of God and he repented of his sin
所以有一天呢他被圣灵充满当他在读神的话语的时候他被圣灵充满然后他悔罪然后悔改信主
He was miraculously delivered from the kingdom of darkness and brought to the kingdom of light
所以奇迹般的他生活有了一个180度的大转弯他从这个黑暗的国度搬到了光明的国度
And he told a crowd later He said I am here because of the preaching of Ambrose the life of Anthony and the prayers of my dear mother.
所以他当时对众人做见证他说我之所以能够悔改信主因为安布罗斯的传讲的福音讲道因为安东尼的生活的方式还有我母亲持久恒切的祷告。
We pray, we walk, we speak, and then we ask God to do the miracle.
我们祷告，我们生活，我们说话，然后我们就能够经历神的奇迹。
Do you, ordinary people, want to change the world?
你们作为普通人，你们是不是也想改变这个世界？
If you do, start praying.
所以如果你想的话，开始祷告吧。
Act wisely with your behavior.
然后有智慧的生活。
And communicate with grace and salt.
有恩典像盐调和一样的与人交流。
And I'm praying that God will use you, that even this week, there will be people added to the kingdom of God because you have been faithful.
我盼望因为这一周，因为有人，因为你们的言行，因为你们的说话，因为你们的祷告，能够真的是离天国更近一点。
When you wake up tomorrow morning, I want you to jump out of bed.
所以明天早上当你起床的时候当你从床上跳下来的时候
Say, I'm reporting for duty, sir.
所以你要向神说今天我来报道了
What is the mission today?
今天的任务是什么
And he'll say, take the gospel to wherever you're going.
所以神的回答就是将福音带到你身边的人
Lord, I pray your blessing on these folks.
我们一起来祷告
I pray your blessing on me, Lord. We're all involved with this mission.
主啊，我们来到你的面前祷告，真的是愿你的差遣，愿你的宣教使命能够成为我们每个人都能够与他有份。
And Lord, it's getting hard to proclaim the gospel.
主啊，现在越来越难传讲福音了。
There's persecution all over the world, and it could even come here to the United States.
到处都有逼迫，甚至在美国。
But Lord, we are not afraid because you have the victory.
主啊，我们不害怕，因为你已经战胜了世界。
And we ask for opportunities this week that we would boldly and lovingly present the gospel to folks.
我们求你这个星期为我们开门，我们能够勇敢的，我们能够有智慧的来传讲福音。
Lord, help us to walk, help us to pray, help us to speak wisely this week.
主啊，帮助我们这一周能够啊行事为人，能够活出你的话语，能够啊跟别人交通的时候能够满有恩典，当我们祷告的时候也能够恒切祷告。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.